I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
It's not fair!
Fair? Who's the fucking nihilist around here, you bunch of fucking crybabies?
I'm cool.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 90 of Sean Hammer. I know I've been out a while, I'm sorry. I've been in and out of the hospital with my MS. I'm not going to go into it. It's just a bunch of shit. Hopefully no one has to deal with it. If you do, I'm sorry as well. Well, today I'm going to be going over Hamlin. I had Hamlin in 1.5, and I enjoyed him immensely. And because I have the whole crew, minus one model, which I'll bitch about in a little bit, I have Hamlin in 2.0. So, let's go ahead and start with Hamlin. Really talk about what he is and stuff like that. He's basically, he's one of the tyrants of Malifaux. He used to be a rat catcher. I guess not really a good guy. Kind of a low-down dirty rat. Get it? Anyway, he's a rat catcher. He fell into a little predicament, got sucked in, killed, and possessed by Plague, I think the tyrant's name. Let's see. They're saying that he's no longer overbalanced in 1.5. I didn't think it was that bad. If you ask me, I think what they did with him could cause some complications of balance, but oh well. Looking at him, he's got 5 defense, 7 wounds, 7 willpower, 12 wounds, 5 walks, 6 charge, 2. So he's looking at, let's see, he's got 5 walks, 7 charge. He has some movement ability, so that's cool. Now, well, I mean, he's got some, but he can assist other models moving around the table. For offense, he's got his black staff and his pipes. Black staff is a range 1 melee attack, the 6, with a shitty damage spread of 1-2-4, but he contains you and give you blight. Blighted one. And blight is all about what this crew is working on. It's the end of turn. You increase your the crew on this condition by 1. So if you have blight 1 on you in the turn, now you get blight 2. In the turn, you get blight 3. Then someone comes and puts blight 4 on you. Next thing you know, blight 7. The end of that turn, you got 8. And that all that matters, because these blight things will stack where he'll be able to actually damage you and stuff. He's got pipes on. This is a non-damaging shooting attack. Move the target's walk. The target must end the movement as close to this model as possible. Anyway, he's got end his they got end as close to this model as possible. And if the target has a blighted condition, it may move its charge instead of the walk. Then the trigger, which is built in, you can do 1-2-3 damage. Sorry about all that. And let's go ahead. He's got Ferocious Rats on his ability. If an enemy model or model with a blighted condition, which you're going to be handing out the blighted condition a lot, if they are within 6 inches of one or more friendly models with the Ferocious Rat ability, is killed or summoned, summon a Malifaux Rat in base contact before removing him from play. So you're going to need to own rats. That's all I got to say. I think I got to buy some more rats. I got 6. I don't know if that's enough. He's got nihilism. He's a nihilist. It's basically saying whenever this model would gain a condition, it can choose not to gain it instead. So, oh, I'm going to put Burning 3 on you. I don't feel like it today. Oh, you're going to get poisoned. No, don't feel like it. So that's what he's got working for him. His big thing, he's got that his big sting power is, he's got the Lure of Emptiness. If this model is killed or sacrificed, it may sacrifice a friendly that's stolen with 3 inches. Instead, if this happens, the model is not killed or sacrificed and heals 4 damage. So, it's better to go F you when you're playing Assassinate or something and they're trying to get rid of you. You're like, nope, I'm alive. Nope, I'm alive. Let's see. Bleeding Disease. This is his big damaging spell. It's a cast. Needs 6 of crow. Target number 10 with a crow. Range of 12. Resistance willpower. And basically, target suffers an amount of damage equal to the value of its blighted condition. So like I said, you can add a lot of blight with this crew pretty quick and pop. You know, they can easily do 10 to 12 wounds without even blinking an eye on you if you're not careful. And he's got zero tactical action, Lure of the Mallow, full citizen. Basically what it does is allows you to summon one Stolen to base contact with a model, then suffer, and then sacrifice any non-the Stolen. So, I mean, if you got some Stolen out there and you do another one, it's okay, you can do it again. It's got a trigger, which you're going to need a mask and a ram. Unfortunately, nothing's built in, so you're going to have to hope to cheat it, burn a soulstone, and you can do this again, so you can summon two Stolen in one turn. So that's what we're looking at with basically the stats of Hamlin. Excuse me. Now, altogether, you may only have 5 defense, but pretty high willpower stat and a solid 12 wounds. He's got lots of ways to stay alive, especially if you got Stolen around. He's completely immune to most attempts to, you know, to put conditions on him, so you don't even have to worry about it. And he's actually okay. We'll go over his we'll go through some of his upgrades right now. Get that done out of the way. So he's got the plague upgrade that prevents models from using blight from removing the blighted counter within 6 inches of Hamlin. So that's pretty good because you want your blighted to stay there, and it gives several blighted related triggers to the pipes. So if you're going to use him for range, it's pretty good. He's got the Piper upgrade. Enemies can't charge within 6, and he gets obey. So that's pretty cool. Having to obey on something's pretty cool. It's pretty much how I'm looking at it. Probably one I'm going to use a lot of time. He's got Tools of the Tyrant. He gives... Well, what's the tools? Let me flip to this. Sorry. Well, he's got Sewer King first. Let's see. It lets him hire up to 4 lost models. So we're talking Baby Cade, Iggy, Krilligans, Candy, stuff like that. So it allows you to have some more models. It's a pretty cool upgrade. On different crews, I think it works a little bit. Not with this upgrade, but when they have ones, it works a little bit better. But it is what it is. Tools of the Tyrant. Gives the Black Staff some triggers. Unhealthy Pallor. After succeeding, models heal 1 damage for each model within 3 inches with the bladed condition. So don't forget, sometimes you're going to have your own stuff bladed on it and handing out your others. Contagious Touch, needing 2 crows. After damaging an enemy model within 3 inches line of sight target, they gain bladed condition in the turn. Okay. And Face Inevitable, when gives them following ability. Enemy models within 6 inches of this model, which declare an interact action, must discard a card or the action fails. So get some cards out of hand. That's pretty cool. Let's see. He's got Infectious Melodies, which gives minion and PM models in line of sight to gain fast and die at the end of turn. Both basically Hamlin or Nyx can take this upgrade. But, and of course you can pick Survivalist. Let's see, there's Sewer King, Hollow, Piper. So not a lot of upgrades you can do on him. I don't think there's a lot you really want to. He could do a lot. He's going to be hopefully adding blight to everything, summoning more rats when things die. So, I don't know. He's pretty cool. I haven't really given a full try yet in 2.0, and I'll go give you the reason for that in a bit. Let's see. Well, okay. Well, in a bit. Second of all, we have his henchmen. This is one reason why I liked Hamlin to begin with, his dog Nyx. I don't really care for the dead dog, as the fact that he's dead or nothing. But it's a cool story in the last book about how after he died with Hamlin and became, he became infected too. So basically, he goes around Malifaux acting like, Lassie doing kind things for people and stuff like that. Doesn't even realize he's dead until he's pulled back to Malifaux. So he's kind of like a Last Dog Harley, kind of like on the special side, if you ask me. But here, next is Ace of Stone henchman with 5 cash. He's running in with only 6 wounds. He is a spirit, and he does have incorporeal, so he'll reduce the damage in half of shooting melee attacks. He's a nihilist as well, so he'll ignore all the gully burning and stuff, go to hell with it. He's got the sweet taste of failure. When an enemy model within 3 inches fails a duel, this model heals the damage. So that's pretty cool, a little bit of healing back, not a steady lot of healing, but one is one. But he does have weakness. If an enemy model would deal severe damage, it deals moderate instead. So it does kind of like stop them from like blasting you with like really bad crap. You know, Lady J's sword is pretty nasty. Let's see. For his attack actions, he's got Feed and Nema. 2-3-4 damage, and the target suffers Blighted 1. So that's, you're working on Blighted. He's got Bleeding Disease. That's where you're going to suffer an amount of damage equal value to the Blighted condition. He's got 0 tactical action. Drink Spirit. Models with a Nihilist characteristic within 4 inches of the model must pass target number 15 duel or gain the following condition to the end of the game. Blighted 1. So you're giving some of your people that may not have a Blighted condition Blighted, so... And he's got Plague Pit. And to end the turn, enemy models with a 6-inch aura with the Blighted condition of value 4 or more may not take interact actions. So that's pretty cool, because Nyx here is running at 40mm base. A lot of, you can stop some interactions from happening. That's what the friggin' game's about. So, he's pretty cool. I do like Nyx. I like the model. I like the little story behind him. We have the Stolen, which is the Peon Living Totem for Hamlin. 1 wound. It is pathetic. They have diseased. Enemy models that begin their activation with 3-inch aura of this model gain the following condition, Blighted 1. They're sickly. This model counts as having the Blighted condition, so when killed, so you'll get a rat out of it. And it's pretty cool, too, because you're switching models in and out in this crew. It's not even funny. They have useless flailing for their attack, which is 1-1-4 damage. I guess if you know you can cheat in severe and you need to hit something. They have the Bleeded Disease. This is where you use it. Target suffers an amount of damage equal to the value of its Blighted condition. And they have a 2-action tactical action. Summon 2 Malifaux rats in base contact with this model, then sacrifice this model. So that's pretty cool. I mean, just for points right there, Malifaux rat, I believe, is 2. There are 2. 1 action, 2 rats for 4 points for 1 point. Not bad. Not bad at all. We have the Obedient Wretch. I don't know. She's just a minion. A rare one for Hamlin. She's diseased. So same thing as the Stolen. She's sickly. Same thing as the Stolen. And Horrible Realization. Actually, I forgot to read it off. With the Stolen as well. They both have it. Stolen's also insignificant. But Horrible Realization. When this model is killed or sacrificed, all enemy models with 3-inch pulse must pass the target number 11 willpower duel or become paralyzed. So that's pretty damaging. Go to their tactical actions first. Inevitable Fate, summon 2 Malifaux rats, but there's no cost of anything in there. Equal cost 2 rats for the Obedient Wretch. She's got 5 wounds. She's got the Bleeding Disease, so you're going to be doing damage equal to the value of the Blighted condition. But she has a Tossed Rat, which is a range 6 shooting attack, and you're going to do 1-2-4 damage. If you have a Crow in there, after damaging and determining whether or not the target is killed or not, if the target is still in play, you place the Malifaux Rat in base contact with it. It's pretty cool. She's flinging rats. We'll get to... And it's pretty cool, too. I mean... It just is what it is. Next up, we have the Malifaux Rat. 2 points. 3 wounds. Not the greatest stats in the world. Insignificant Plagueborn. They cannot gain the plague on Blighted condition. Puny. This model may not make disengaging strikes. And Tangled. This is what's becomes really weird, and hopefully one day, I don't know, I don't have to play against another person with Hamlin, because this would be a blessing, and therefore a nightmare. Tangled, at the beginning of this model's activation, if there's three or more Malifaux rats within 3 inches of this model, including enemy models, summon a Rat King model and base contact with this model, then sacrifice this model and all Malifaux rats within 3 inches of this model. So, if you do happen off to somehow make it so they got some rats on the table, you got a rat at the beginning of your activation, bam, you got a Rat King. Attack actions, they only have one. Malifaux rats cannot, you know, get insignificant, so turning into the to the Rat King is important, because that's when they can take the actions. And Esper points for whatever. Rat King is 8, Malifaux rats are 2, so basically, even if you do pay for 3 rats, keep them close to the beginning of the game, bam, you got a Rat King for 6 points rather than 8 points. Yellow Teeth, 001 damage. Target gains the Blighted 1 condition. Increase the value to Blighted 2 if it's moderate damage is flipped or cheated, and 3 if it's flipped or cheated. So you can add 3 Blighted with your Malifaux Rat. They have Swarm. Immediately increase the final duel's result by 1 for each other friendly Malifaux Rat within 1. So, the duel total, 1 inch of the target. So you can boost up the duel a little bit. Okay, next up we have the Rat King. The defense, 5, willpower 6, 8 wounds, walk 5, charge 5, height 1 model. Vermin, Swarm, Minion, Rat King. Abilities are Boar. When this model ends its movement, base contact with an enemy model must immediately pass a 12 walk duel or gain slow. They have Drawn to Contagion. This model may take the 2 charge action as 1 action and target a model with a Blighted condition. So, handing out the Blighted is just adding to what your army can do, or your crew can do. Into the Swarm. At the beginning of this model's activation, it may sacrifice all Malifaux rats within 3 inches, including enemy models. Then, this model heals 1 damage for each model sacrificed this way. Like I said, it's a cursing and a blessing, playing a Hamlin versus Hamlin crew. Plagueborn, this model cannot gain the Plague condition. It's got a Swarm of Yellow Teeth, but it's going to go ahead and do 2, 3, 4 damage, Blighted at the end of the turn, and increase its condition by 1 if this model has 4 mortal wounds, and this attack is plus 1 on the attack flip. With a Tome, after damaging, take this action again against the same target, suffers negative 1 melee, cannot be done again. And this trigger may only be declared if the attack which triggered it is melee 2 or higher. It's got Spray of Filth. After killing target enemy model, all models within 6-inch pulse gain the following condition in the turn, Blighted 1. So it's going to spray its filth all over you. Let's see, tactical actions. It's got a rat problem. Sacrifices model and all Malifaux rats within 3 inches of this model, so it can just be itself or more. Including enemy models, so I mean, you can kill some more rats that aren't yours. Then summon a Rat Catcher and a Malifaux rat in the base space contact before removing it. So, I've been doing the whole little point things back and forth. Rat King, 8 points. Rat Catcher. Where are you, Rat Catcher? Rat Catcher. I passed the Rat Catcher. Is 6 points plus Malifaux rats, 8 points. So, fair trade. But that's rat problem. Target a scheme marker within 5 inches, place this model base space contact with the marker, then discard it. And this action may not be taken while this model is engaged. So, you get some scheme marker activations and removal. Always good in a game based around scheme markers. And finally and foremostly, we have the Rat Catcher. This guy has the Ferocious Rat ability, so when he dies, you can summon a Malifaux Rat or anybody within if an enemy model or model with a Blighted condition, which he doesn't have Blighted, but you can give him Blighted. Anyway, again, summon more rats. He's got covered in rats. This model gains the following condition for each Malifaux Rat in the base contact with this model, armor plus 1. And so I don't know. I have to see if that stacks all the way. So if you've got three rats, it's armor three. It's got don't mind me. This model may take interact actions while engaged. I like that. I played a game with the Brewmaster, and Fingers has that, and it's pretty cool. He's got a rusty trap as an attack. It does 1, 2, 3 damage, giving up blight with some triggers. And it's got a crow built in. It's got three triggers. And all of them have curls, so you got some choices. Got catch and release once per turn. After succeeding against an enemy model, summon a Malifaux Rat, base contact with the target. Rusted Shut, target can contain slow, and quarantine. After succeeding against a model that had a blighted condition of 3 or greater, before applying the results of this action, the target suffers +2 damage. So it could be a 3, 4, 5 damage. Not bad at all. Tactical actions of moldy cheese. Target vermin within 6 inches gains reactivate. This action can only be taken once per turn. And it gets a +4 casting when targeting Malifaux rats. No. Okay. And he's got Routing Odor. Place any number of friendly Malifaux rats within 5 inches and line of sight into base contact with this model. So you can bring them all closer. So, I mean, you can sit there, go out, do stuff with your rats if you want, if you think about it. Summon them all back within 3 or 5. Have one that didn't activate, then poof, you got Rat King that can activate. I don't know, it's pretty handy. I didn't really, in 1.5, really even want these models because I didn't really see a lot of use for them for myself. But, we'll go through my thoughts about this crew in a second, but I want to go over one more upgrade. Hollow, this is Nyx's upgrade. Release the Hounds. Crews, including this model, may hire models that with the Hound characteristic that are not part of the crew's declared faction. It's got Drawn to Contagion and Hollow. Until the start of this model's next activation, friendly models within 5 inches are immune to damage by auras, blasts, and pulse effects. So that's pretty cool, especially when you're running around with a whole bunch of little rats that can be popped away by a well-placed blast marker. You can just give the person a big F you and hopefully avoid some of that damage. So, let's see. From the way it played before to the way it is now, it definitely has a lot of it works on the blighted condition, if you can't tell. Everything games on blighted gets bonuses for blighted, so you're going to do all that. You need a lot of rats, and unfortunately a lot of rat kings, because the minute 3 of them, whether you're yours or your enemy models with yours, you're going to have to summon a rat king. Unfortunately, this is a new model to M2E, and it, as far as I know, it only exists in the Brotherhood of the Rat box set. It has 2 rat catchers, I think 4 rats, and a rat king. I'm not paying $50 just to have a rat king because I have 2 rat catchers already and 6 rats. So if anyone's got some ideas, I know what I can do for some rat kings is just go ahead and put 3 or 4 Malifaux rats on a 40mm base and go from there. I saw a lot of conversions online or with a Rat King and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead, finish this crew up eventually, play a couple games, let you know how it is. Apparently, I play a lot of Outcast, and I didn't even realize that until I went through with it. But, it is what it is. But they're going to look pretty cool. I got, with my MS coming out of the hospital, I lost my eyesight for a bit. I got it back, so I was painting like a fool in case it was to happen again. So I painted Ophelia crew, Bert Jebson, Gracie, the Bushwhacker crew, the Brewmaster, Ophelia crew, Brewmaster, Maris, Lenny, one gremlin, a Zamu with armor. There might have been one more, but I've been kind of painting pretty good. They're all on my Facebook page if you want to look at them. Oh, worked on one of my Ox 40 mages. I incorporated some HeroClick plastic on it because I don't like the models. I want to make it look a little bit better. Let me know what you think. So that's about it. It's going to be a short episode. I just want to talk about Hamlin, get it on my system, do something until I get back into everything. So if I'm not, it's kind of boring and stuff, I'm sorry, I apologize. It's just trying to get back into the groove. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And, check out my Facebook page. I have another contest coming up pretty soon. Don't know what I'm going to do. Probably give away another box set. Probably I got another Rail Crew box set to hand out. So if you're interested, there'll be a Rail Crew to give away pretty soon here. And until next time, thank you for listening. Sorry for the long wait. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy Super Hanukkah. Happy Holidays. Till next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.